I was morning biscuit Canada.
What are you doing?
It's my personal food name.
You understand that we're here. We have ears and brains, right?
Yeah, I'm aware.
You're just going, morning, biscuit, Canada. What? Curtains, dirt, emotion.
I just was getting ready just for my personal food.
Words. You're just saying words. Is that how you warm up for a podcast?
What's up, guys? Rachel Lindsay here, and I am teaming up with your favorite Ringer podcasters to deliver the Bravo drama and news that you've been craving on Morally Corrupt. The show about all things Bravo, from the Housewives to Summer House and everything in between. We'll be mentioning it all every week. Check it out on Spotify and theringer.com.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Y'all know UGG is a brand that athletes wear all the time in the tunnel and on travel days. Well, I bet you think UGG season is only during the colder months of the year. Au contraire, you're wrong. You need to check out the latest spring drop from UGG. They have everything from sandals to clogs. I like the sandals. UGG has you covered for your next spring adventure. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com. This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles, from executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Welcome to Food News. I'm
I'm David Jacoby.
We are so ready to party. Let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
30 minutes.
Jacoby.
This is the food news story.
Honestly, I'm going to say something really on brand. Does Cam Newton listen to food news?
First of all, no. A hard stop. No, he does not listen to food news.
How do you know? Do you have access to his phone?
I do not.
Well, we can't rule it out then.
This story is the intersection of so many circles that we have been discussing recently. It has football ties.
Yes, it
does. Fashion ties.
Yes, it does.
NBA ties.
Yes, it does.
And more importantly, traveling on airplanes with food.
That's the most important
and
part.
And its appropriateness. It's something that we've been tracking heavily for the past month. And here comes Cam Newton in a top hat.
Listen. Cam Newton, I think we have to assume, is the anti-Mike Wargon. He was going from Atlanta to Baltimore. He was leaving Atlanta, going north. Mm. Mike went south with his bagels.
Yeah.
Cam Newton boarded a flight from Atlanta
to
Baltimore.
He definitely listens to food news.
With a slice of cake.
No, two slices of cake.
Two slices of cake that he put in the overhead bin.
No.
He didn't?
There's a picture of him putting something in the overhead bin. I assumed it was the cake because it's right next to the headline.
Me
However,
too.
I did a deep dive on this story. The cake appears later.
The cake is when Cam Newton gets off the plane.
No, when the spy, there's a spy taking pictures of Cam Newton. And when the spy deplanes.
His name is Kevin P. He's a friend of Defector.
When Kevin P. walks past Cam Newton's now vacant seat, he finds not one piece of cake, two pieces of cake. Now think about this. Uneaten. Okay, I have so many questions about this, Julia, and I want you to answer them.
I just want to say I'm offended. I would never leave cake behind, ever.
But the two pieces of cake. Now, I'm also wondering, so let's imagine the cake. Where is the cake? If you put it on the tray, you can't get out, especially if you're as big as Cam Newton is. So where is the cake? Like, literally on the seat part?
Did he ever have a full cake?
No, I think he bought two slices of cake. First of all, like, what a boss move. Just to be like, I'm on a two-hour flight. Let me just get not one, but two slices of cake for this, like, two-and-a-half-hour flight. Just take that down. I haven't eaten two slices of cake, and I go to many cake birthday parties. I haven't eaten two slices of cake, like, I don't know, since I was seven?
I mean, that's a really good point. I have definitely had two slice of cake more recently because I love cake. It's really just incredibly delicious. It's so fucking crazy.
Ice cream cake is the best cake.
It's just so, it's the only acceptable cake. Here's the thing. I have pulled up the website for atlfly.com.
Oh, brilliant. God, you're so good at this.
Let's try to figure out where he
procured the cake.
Yes. We don't know what airline he was on, so we're going to have to go over all the terminals. However, there is the domestic terminal, the Atrium. So I think we can assume it's domestic.
Yeah,
it's from Atlanta to Baltimore. Here are some options. Z Market. I don't know what that is, but like maybe a market has
slices of
cake.
It sounds like a Hudson News kind of vibe.
Yeah, which there could be slices of cake there.
Doubtful.
Not likely, but like a bodega style slice of cake. It's like not really a, like my grocery store, my local Key Food sells individual slices of cake.
Yes.
So
yeah, I know exactly the container that it comes in as well.
It's possible. Then there's Atlanta Bread and Bar. I don't think so. That seems like more of
a shitty La Brea bakery. Slice of you know, red velvet? No.
Atlanta Hawks Bar and Grill?
Nope. No.
Okay. Okay, this makes me just want to go to the Atlanta airport. The Boar's Head Kiosk.
I don't even know what that means. You just get like deli meats?
Yeah, deli meats counter.
I'll take a quarter of Chipotle chicken, please.
That sounds incredible to me. Next. Cat Cora's Kitchen. By the way, I'm skipping some of them. Ruining out. Cat Cora's Kitchen.
So let's just assume it was from Cat Cora's Kitchen.
Okay. I mean, there's a place called Piece of Cake.
Okay. Way to bury the lead. So he goes to Piece of Cake, gets two pieces of cake, boards the plane, doesn't eat the cake.
He just doesn't eat it.
He must have had some of the cake. We need to reach out to Kevin because you don't buy two pieces of cake, take them on the plane, and then just not even, like, just disregard them the entire time. That's insane.
You know, Piece of Cake on their website, the first thing they're showing off is a single slice of their orange layer cake. And the carousel on their website is pieces of cake. So maybe this is just an Atlanta thing that we don't know about.
Amazing.
I mean, we just learned a lot in a really short period of time.
Why not eat the cake, Juliet? Why not eat the cake?
I don't know. Maybe someone was shaming him. Like, maybe he had already had one, or maybe he left it behind.
Someone was shaming him? Like, he didn't want to eat cake in front of somebody? It's Cam Newton.
I mean, what do you think he was more likely to be ridiculed for? His outfit or the cake?
Well, the outfit, it's really not an outfit. It's like seven different outfits at once. He's wearing a sky blue top hat, right? And he's got a sky blue blazer.
He definitely got the cake at Piece of Cake in the Atlanta airport.
Guaranteed. And I'm sure it was red velvet. I can see the pictures we're looking at right now.
We're looking at pictures.
He went to Piece of Cake. All right, we're tracking Cam Newton here.
He went to Piece of Cake. He was wearing his Alonzo Mourning jersey. No,
underneath a blazer. Underneath a powder blue blazer.
You really wanted to get into the fit. I didn't think it was that weird.
And then he's wearing black shorts.
Again, I
and
just
big
think,
chunky sneakers. He's like, how do you have those are each one of those elements I could put together in an outfit, even the hat, but I can't put them together. No.
I don't know, man. We've been watching Cam Newton for many years. He's an audacious dresser. I think this seems on brand. Honestly, the hat is the most confusing to me. It's a really tall hat. He's already a tall man.
On a plane with a big brim, so you can't lean backwards. You see what I'm saying? But you can't rest your head against the thing.
Atlanta to Baltimore is a short flight, so maybe.
So why two pieces of cake?
I don't know.
And they would not eat them.
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
If I'm a GM in the NFL, I am not. I would read this article and be like, no chance. I'm even bringing this guy to training camp.
I mean, you know, I probably would because I like his outfit and I like cake. So like this, so far, there's nothing here that I'm willing to rule out.
Where's he flying to?
Baltimore.
Cam Newton to the Ravens. You're here first on Food News. Breaking news.
Shit.
Shout to Schefter.
Shout out to Piece of Cake.
Shout out to Piece of Cake. Looks good. Juliet has not been paying attention to anything I've been saying. She's just going through this website, like looking at people's pictures of their cakes, their pictures of the cakes.
I just want to say also, there's a lot of food options at the Atlanta
there
airport.
There really is. I've been many times.
I've never been to Atlanta, but I've heard it's a really big airport. Yeah.
Huh.
Never been, man. What can I say?
I've been many times. Should we move on from Cam Newton and cake?
I guess so. I'm
if you're going to continue this podcast, you have to get off of this website.
Okay. I'll move on.
Good.
Two people are okay, but it was a little touch and go for a minute. Mm-hmm. Two employees at the M&M factory in Pennsylvania fell into a vat of chocolate. Producer Mike was really worried about them. He didn't want us to discuss it until we knew they were okay.
Yeah.
Which is a great instinct. And I'm pleased to say they are okay. There's actually almost no other details about them or the incident.
No, there was. There's one detail I found really interesting. Dry chocolate.
Dry chocolate.
Huh. Is that chocolate powder? So it's not like, it's not, I guess, yeah, I guess dry, they have vats of dry chocolate. I didn't understand that
part. Cocoa powder?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Are you watching The Boys?
No.
Someone in the first, like a character in like the first 10 minutes drowns in a vat, not a vat. He's like gets really miniature and he drowns in a baggie of cocaine. Oh. I was just thinking this is like the real life version, but with like cocoa powder and they're okay.
Okay. Okay. Good, good, good. Good update.
Anyway, I love a chocolate update like this. Yes. First and foremost, really glad they're okay.
Glad they're okay. Fire department came.
I'm just concerned. Is this going to lead to like some kind of chocolate recall?
That's exactly what I said. Like this, recall's coming.
I mean, we're recall's enough coming. With the recalls already.
They should just be like, listen, this chocolate bar was made from a plant where someone fell in. Buy at your own risk.
Yeah, like hopefully we're all fine.
Exactly.
I'm just glad that they are. And, you know, the only information that today.com, the minds at NBC could get really was the incident is currently being downgraded, but originally two employees were stuck in a sort of dry chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Sort of dry chocolate. I also, when I first read the headline, I was like, well, obviously this is in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And it was nice to hear that it actually was in Pennsylvania.
Because yeah.
I imagine Pennsylvania is just like full of chocolate factories.
Yeah, of course. Have you been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I have when I was a child.
Yeah, I went when I was a kid too. Seems like the kind of place you should take your kids to.
Yeah. I believe one of their aunts took them there.
Oh, okay. So that's already been done. You don't need to do it.
Great.
All right. Let's move on. Some jokesters are claiming that they made a 46-pound chicken nugget.
I hate these people.
I hate myself. I watched the video.
Oh, my God.
Of them making it.
Shout out to your commitment to the craft.
It looked fucking disgusting.
I hate this so much.
This is something that we come across very frequently. They were looking to break a Guinness World Record.
Mm-hmm.
So they
20
did.
20 minutes.
And basically, some of the facts about how much ingredients went into this.
60 chickens.
No, 60 whole chickens. 40 pounds of ground chicken and 40 eggs, as well as 40 slices of bread, a half gallon of whole milk, 3/4 cup of onion powder, 3/4 cup of garlic powder, salt and pepper. This is just like, why?
Here's my thing. That's not a nugget. That's not a chicken nugget.
That's really true.
It's not a chicken nugget. And I, this is a food take that I'll repeat on this podcast in perpetuity.
Okay.
But I just want to say, a nugget, if you put a nugget next to a boneless chicken wing, next to like a small chicken tender, they're the same thing.
Okay. I just want to go back to what you said, that it's not a nugget.
It's not a nugget.
This is the definition of nugget.
Yeah, read it. This is great.
A small chunk or lump of another substance.
What's the second word?
Small.
Small. Okay. Guess what? If it's 46 pounds, it's not small. Unless it's, I don't know, a mountain, a boulder.
This is interesting. A small chunk or lump of another substance. So it's like chicken related. I feel like this really justifies a lot of what's happening at McDonald's. Like, also, it doesn't matter that it's not like actually chicken.
Like chunk or lump. Like, that sounds a little redundant.
It's like a chunk or a lump.
Or
yeah,
a piece,
it's like a growth
a
off
blob.
Of a chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
That, like I'm eating.
Yes.
Gross. This is gross all around.
We're moving on.
Next. This is TikTok related, of course. And by that, I mean the information comes from TikTok. A family was getting sick every Monday for 9 weeks in a row. It was the parents, a mother and a father, one of their kids, and one of their children. We have a soundbite.
My family was mysteriously sick for 2 months, and I just found out it's because we've been poisoning ourselves. We would have 12 hours of fever, followed by about 12 hours of stomach cramps or diarrhea, and we could not figure out why we were sick. We cleaned the entire house. We didn't invite anybody over for 2 months. I asked the doctor, hey, do you have any idea what this sickness could be? We've been sick every Monday for 9 weeks. And he says, I've never heard of that. And then his eyes light up, and he goes, the peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I'm sure that's what I did. I'm sure his eyes lit up.
She must have given him more info, I just want to say. I think she's underselling it.
She probably went through symptoms and such. I have a lot of takes.
So here's the deal. We talked about this peanut butter recall before. Mm-hmm. She obviously isn't reading IWasPoisoned.com, yes. Nor is she like Cam Newton and listening to food
should.
News.
Exactly.
And this is the deal. She makes breakfast for the family Monday through Friday, and her husband does it on Saturdays and Sundays. When she uses peanut butter, she was using it from one location in their home. When he used it, it was from like
a miniature package in the back of the pantry.
Yeah, which like, why would he go through the extra steps to get that?
I have so many questions about this.
And so anyway, she's just blaming him. He's not fighting back. I don't know if he has his own TikTok account to rebut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried they're going to get divorced over this because she's outing him like this.
I'm glad you're going this direction because this is exactly where I'm going.
But I just think this is like a pretty weird thing to put on TikTok. Like, I think that maybe save it for your marriage counselor.
Well, first of all, she never says, my husband's an idiot. This is all his fault. He poisoned our family. But, like, that's the subtext throughout
Definitely.
The whole thing.
Absolutely.
She's like, I didn't even know that we had these little packages of peanut butter in the back of the pantry. So you're making it sound like the husband's like, oh, let me make the peanut butter pancakes, which sound nice, by the way, which I will be trying.
Yeah.
Okay? But so she has a huge vat of peanut butter. And it makes it sound like this guy is like, oh, going, let me move that vat of peanut butter to get to the individual packaged way in the back of the pantry because I prefer using those.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Also, she said they cleaned everything out. Why didn't you, like, I feel like a pantry is like ground zero for cleaning shit out. You just like let stuff just like stack up back there. I don't know. I just feel like her husband got a raw deal here. I don't even know his name. Her name is Kelsey. Like, I know her.
Yeah.
She spoke to us. She gave an impersonation of the doctor. He's just like a voiceless victim in this tale.
I really feel like that. And I feel like he gets completely thrown under the bus.
Yeah. Also, feel like she, well, I don't know.
No, she was like, and he does Sundays.
Only once
Sundays
a week.
Are his day when he actually takes care of the kids. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and some other Sundays I take care of them.
Yeah, I'm just worried that this is being litigated on TikTok.
I'm worried about their relationship.
Me too.
How are we going to follow up on this? We'll just follow up in like 3 years and see if they're still together.
I nominate you to follow her on TikTok and report back.
No fucking chance.
Me neither. TikTok's too noisy.
Okay, let's move on.
No thanks. One more story? Two more stories?
No, we got time. Remember, we go rapid fire now.
Oh, I forgot.
I want to talk about the chewing gum theft.
Okay. I thought that was a little depressing. Let's talk about it now.
Oh, no, I love this.
All right.
I love this one.
All right. Well, we can talk about it then. Some teens in the UK stole a lot of gum. They initially estimated that they stole so much chewing gum that it was worth about 30,000 pounds. Originally, it was worth, they said it was 120 pounds, and then it was downgraded.
It really was. It's a huge downgrade.
Huge, huge downgrade. They also, I think, had cannabis on them.
I saw that they were charged with cannabis processing, which I found really interesting. Like, what's that? Processing?
What?
Yeah, that's what it said. Cannabis processing.
Why were you interested in that?
What does that mean? They grow cannabis? Oh. Do they like to take it from one bag and put it in littler bags?
It like probably means like a British legal term of some kind.
Yes.
That's when this got dark for me. I was just like, oh.
Oh, no. At the very end, they're like, they're great character guys and they have no priors. Except one guy has like a conviction for a traffic thing. Here is my...
This is what it says, just to be clear. Both defendants are of relatively good character.
That's a
rave review?
No, I was thinking of something else, but let's move on. Let me tell you the most interesting part.
Okay.
There's a trailer, a truck.
A lorry.
A trailer.
Yeah.
Full of chewing gum, ready to go, right?
Yeah.
The driver, asleep, okay? These two... cut a hole in the trailer. Okay? If someone said, Juliet, Jacoby, you have to cut a hole in a trailer, I'd be like, no. I would need a laser.
It's kind of like very Italian job. I feel like
yes.
That's what happened in that.
So then also, if my wife goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I wake up. Right? This guy is in a trailer. He's in the cab of a trailer. It's being cut open. I'm assuming, I've never cut open a trailer before. It's got to be a noisy process. It's got to be.
There's got to be like some like cutting of metal involved.
Exactly. It's got to be metal on metal, unless they literally have a laser. If they have a laser, they should be stealing cooler shit than bubble gum. So then they get the pallet into their thing, their truck. Still, driver still unawares, asleep.
He's got to be an inside job.
That's what I was thinking too. Like driver, this has to be like the Lufthansa heist in Goodfellas. You know what I mean? But instead, driver's still asleep. They drive away. Cops find them somehow, right? And then they ditch the truck, run on foot, and then Tekla, the police dog, who goes by a name, they name the police dog, chases them down.
Oh my god. I also liked this part. In some countries, chewing gum is used as currency.
What countries? Previously heard.
Wait, that's, I read that too. Candyland? Like, what are we talking about here?
Sometimes my brain processes the words and I'm like, in some countries just chewing gum, and I breeze through it, and then like my brain is like, Jacoby, no, read that again. I was like, what countries? Is it what countries is chewing gum currency?
I don't know.
Burning Man?
Burn? Like where the Teletubbies live? I don't know.
I think it's at Burning Man. Okay. I think that's the only place where chewing gum can be currency. They're doing a lot of MDMA, a lot of jaw action going on. Get some gum in there.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's more likely to be Candyland. They like jump into the board game in a way.
That's not a country. That's it's just a board game.
Burning Man is just an event. It's also not a country.
It's a lifestyle.
Okay, that's not a country.
It's a planet.
Just to be clear. Also, it said they possessed cannabis, not processed it.
Well, again, that makes a lot more sense.
I just hope that they're not going to jail for this. That's all I want to say.
And that is why
we will follow up.
Because they're getting sentenced on July 19th.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to get headlines for the sentencing. So we're going to have to really dig into some legal reports.
I'm going to put a note.
The UK.
I'm going to put a note in my calendar because I don't want to forget.
Oh, I thought Mike Wargs was going to do that.
I'll put a note in Mike's calendar so he doesn't forget.
invite him to a meeting. Could call the judicial system in the UK
in Gloucestershire
and see what these boys got off with. I think the driver needs to be at least questioned.
Yeah, these two sound like patsies, big time patsies.
Yes.
All right. There's a TikTok challenge that's going viral. And also, we are doing a TikTok-related taste test. But first, I just want to note there's a new viral challenge where people fill their mouth with water, like two people, and then they get tortillas, and they slap each other with the tortillas to see, like, who spits out their water first. And this is, like, the most baffling trend I've ever heard of.
When I first saw it, I wanted to do it.
Why? I don't know. Do it with your son. I feel like that'd be fun. Do it on your terrace so it doesn't get wet inside.
Yeah, okay.
Report. Oh, film it. He'd love to do that. You're a content creator. Film it.
Okay, I'll have a third party film it. You know what I mean? For better angles.
Sure, yeah.
So it won't be just POV of me getting slapped in the face with a tortilla.
All right, booze news real quick. Coca-Cola has begun selling cans mixed with Jack Daniels. This is a no fucking brainer.
Yeah, no brainer.
Why haven't we been doing this already?
Jack and Cokes.
In Israel, they sell vodka
10 minutes.
In little containers to go with your seltzer. Like, so they're just like, yeah, just put it together.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It's very similar.
They're going to make tons of money. The can looks cool.
I mean,
this is a no-brainer. In today's, like, new, like, pre-made cocktail society, this is an absolute no-brainer. But one thing I did like is they mentioned the Topo Chico hard seltzers.
Mm.
Topo Chico, my favorite sparkling water. And I feel like those hard seltzers are going to be superior to others. I can't wait to try them.
The Topo Chico flavored seltzers are good. Have you had those?
Really good, of course. I'm a big
grapefruit
Topo
one's
Chico
really
thing.
Good. Yeah, it's very good. I think that also, like, it's newish to New York, but it's been in California a long time.
Yes.
And obviously, it's from Mexico. It's great stuff.
Cholula, Topo Chico, micheladas. Two things that Los Angeles has given me that I really appreciate them for. And
that
you.
That was three, but okay.
And you. Four things.
Thank you, Jacoby. You're my number one from L.A.
From L.A.? That felt like a pretty strong qualifier.
Why? I have like a deep love for breakfast tacos. I'm putting you above breakfast tacos.
Okay, I'll take it. I didn't. Now that you put it like that.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ooh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Let's go into our taste test.
All right, we're making healthy Coke.
Healthy Coke. So I just want to say I reject the proposition that Coke is unhealthy.
That is the hottest take you've had. No, say it again out loud. It's kind of like the currencies in the bubble gum. Say that sentence again out loud.
I reject the assumption that Coke is unhealthy. What about Coke Zero?
I'm drinking a Diet Coke here.
Yes, and I support it.
And
like,
you think this is healthy?
I don't think it's unhealthy. I think it's net neutral. I don't think it's a negative. I think it's not going to hurt you. And I think that, like, just saying that...
Contains phenylalanine.
I don't know. Think about all the other stuff you eat without
phenylalanine.
I don't know. I just think that people have been drinking Diet Coke for a really long time, and like in general, they're fine. Is all the sugar in Coke good for you? No,
obviously Coke is bad for you. We know that. That is an assumption it checks out. Coke is unhealthy.
Fine. I don't know why I'm supporting the cola lobby here, but I am.
Yeah, big cola. Got some stocks or something.
Nevertheless, healthy Coke is taking off on TikTok. And what healthy Coke is
when you hear the first ingredient, you're like, what are we even doing?
The first step in making a healthy Coke is to get a handful of ice, which we don't have. Fine. And then a splash of balsamic vinegar.
Okay.
A splash is really open to interpretation. Jacoby is pouring some vinegar. It looks like way more than a splash.
They said two tablespoons.
That was a lot into a cup.
All right. So I'll make this. I'm going to make that's two tablespoons.
Okay, fine. You're right.
Okay. Oof, that's the first time you've ever said that. This is food news history.
The Pilates instructor who introduced this, at Mandy V. Jones on TikTok. The vinegar smells so strongly.
Yeah, it really does.
She didn't provide measurements, but it's about two tablespoons of the, quote, sweet and tangy stuff, according to MSN.com. Then you're supposed to add a sparkling, fruity seltzer. Jacoby just cracked open a Pamplemousse LaCroix.
Pamplemousse.
And we also have a lime. Should we do both?
Yes, that's why I have two cups.
Okay, great.
We both just tested negative for COVID, so.
We can share. Yeah. It's beautiful. I just revealed to Jacoby that I think I had COVID for like 3 weeks without knowing it. But.
Yeah, before the show, she was like, oh, by the way, I had COVID for 3 weeks.
That's not what I said. I was like,
yes,
I had COVID
for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks.
Okay.
I think it was allergies.
Sure.
I'm pouring the lime into the other Coke, okay. Other cup of.
Does look like Coke.
It does. I agree.
So it's like the eye test, sure. Some tells me when I taste this.
It smells so strongly. I'm waiting for the fizz to go down in my
all
cup.
Right, I'm going
to
try mine.
You're having pamplemousse.
We'll switch.
She has guava, which is a good idea. I recently... Oh, wow. Jacoby's... Oh, he's making a lot of weird
looks. You
gotta
be fucking kidding me.
Is it gross?
It's just... It tastes like what you think it tastes like.
Like seltzer with vinegar?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try the lime one right now. I feel like should I put in some... Maybe I didn't put enough seltzer. Maybe our proportions are off. I don't
know because I was thinking there'd be ice in there.
That's a good point.
That would take up some of the
volume. I'm going in for it. I'm like dreading it for some reason.
Yeah, because it's bad.
I think because the smell of vinegar I don't like. Okay, I'm going in. Ready?
Julie's terrified.
I'm nervous. Why do I get so nervous before our taste test?
I don't know.
It's like performance anxiety.
Can't relate.
This doesn't taste anything like Coke.
No. What's it taste like?
Vinegar. It is like
vinegar. With some bubbly water.
I just went to smell my microphone and I got confused. I'm really out of it today. Oh, this is much more disgusting. The pamplemousse.
The lime is much better. Lime's better.
Don't do pamplemousse, people. The lime is significantly better.
The lime is, I mean, I would never drink it, but that's not that bad. The pamplemousse, because you have the sourness of the vinegar with the sourness of the pamplemousse, I don't know why we're not calling it grapefruit, but whatever.
Because it says pamplemousse on the can.
I know, but it's just grapefruit.
All right, I'm out of this trend. But the thing is, most TikTok food trends are actually good. Like, I've done a lot of recipes and I enjoy them.
Really?
Yeah.
You've done a lot of recipes from TikTok?
Yeah.
The Instagram algorithm has, I think it's because I post about food news.
Mm-hmm.
So now they just pump me with just like food porn. And I stop every time and watch the entire thing.
I get a lot of recipes. This is what my Instagram algorithm is. Recipes, ceramics, MBA, and Bachelor. And like, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Mine's MBA, food, and like chicks and thongs.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me uncomfortable, but cool. Should we move on to our personal food news?
I want to sit in this uncomfortable vibe for a second.
Are you trying to make me like act weird? Because I think I've already done that today.
I was about to say, I don't have to try. You said Coke was healthy. like seconds ago.
I didn't say it was healthy. I reject the notion that it's unhealthy.
How'd you start the show? You start the show with just saying three words: bacon, biscuit, Canada. I was just like, what? This person's across the table from me and just goes, bacon, biscuit, morning. It was, Canada biscuit. I'm just
this
like,
is
what
happened.
Are you doing?
This is what happened.
This is transitioning to your personal
yes,
food news.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. This weekend is the Canada Grand Prix. And as a result...
Oh, F1? We're doing F1?
Yeah, Pennzoil sent me like an influencer package.
Oh!
And it included Canadian snacks.
Oh, Pennzoil. Yes. Whenever I think about motor oil, I'm like, I'm hungry.
Well, it was like a whole tailgating thing. Plus, I'm a Ferrari fan. It's been tough the last few weeks, I want Charles Leclerc to win. I hate Max Verstappen. So they sent me a bunch of snacks, including Lay's ketchup chips, which we tried on Food News 1.0.
They're pretty good. I dip my chips in ketchups. I saw someone do it one time. I was like, I've never seen that. That's kind of gross. And they're like, do you dip French fries in ketchup? I was like, yes. They're like, well, guess what? Fried potato.
Well, so I was this morning, but 30 minutes ago when I was trying to remember the name of this candy I wanted to tell you about, I was like, Morning Biscuit Canada, because that's what I thought it was. It's actually
But you
called...
just said it out loud. I didn't know the context of this. You didn't have to say it out loud. You could just write it into your browser. But instead, me and Mike are in the room.
I was making it.
Morning Biscuit Canada.
I was making it a group activity. I was trying to include you.
That's the most uninclusive way of communicating. Just saying random nouns and expecting us to have any idea what you're talking about that's inclusive?
So Pennzoil sent me some candy. It included not a Morning Biscuit Canada, but it's called a Coffee Crisp.
Why? 2 minutes.
Why? So Morning Biscuit of Canada was not even involved.
No. However, when I Googled Canadian wafer candy, it came up right away.
So nothing came up for Morning Biscuit Canada? It's like a Tim Horton ad?
Nothing came up.
The algorithm's going to just be pumping you weird stuff now.
So the Coffee Crisp,
Andrew Wiggins highlights,
made by Nestle, available in Canada, was quite good. It was like one of those wafer, like chocolate wafer candies. It's also like covered in chocolate, but it was like very low-cal. I was like, oh, okay, great.
It doesn't sound like a breakfast food covered in chocolate.
The reason why I was thinking breakfast is because I was tasted this morning around 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
So to me, it was breakfast.
Oh, okay. So it's basically like a Kit Kat for breakfast this morning.
Kind of, but a little bit lighter than a Kit Kat.
A little wafery. Like, I know the kind of wafer you're
and
talking
like fatter.
About.
It was fatter. It was good, though. But shout out to Canada. They've got good snacks.
Yeah. Shout out to Pennzoil.
Shout out to Pennzoil.
Shout out to Ferrari.
Yeah.
To Morning Biscuit Canada.
I really hope that Charles Leclerc can fucking win again sometime. Get your shit together, Ferrari.
Yeah, come on, Ferrari.
God, if anyone wants to have a Pennzoil tailgate, I've got a lot of branded supplies
to contribute. What else came with it?
Plates, coasters,
good.
Cups,
good.
A cooler.
Good. No food besides the Morning Biscuit?
Morning Biscuit and ketchup chips and a couple and like Canadian Cheetos.
Maple syrup?
That's not a, you're not going to chug maple syrup at your tailgate
seconds.
For the Canadian Grand Prix.
Okay.
But you are going to eat Canadian Cheez-Its that are Cheetos that have a different name, but look exactly the same. So I didn't try them. They didn't seem worthy of my 7:30 a.m. bite.
Mm.
I had it for Food News. I was like, when will I have time to taste this before Food News? Here I am at 7:30.
I'm not judging.
I needed a long enough window so that it was like, it was not just like a personal taste test. It was personal food
so
news.
If you were to eat it before you came here, it'd be too close to the taste test. So you'd be like, I did a taste test without you.
I felt like I needed a 5-hour difference to set it off.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Now I know. Now I know the window.
If anyone's wondering if I'm deranged today, the answer is yes.
So let me get this straight. The time between when you eat something and it's not a taste test, it's 5 hours. The time in which you put a sandwich in your purse and then it sort of like breathes and it gets to the point in which it's edible, that's also 5 hours.
Yes, correct.
Okay. My personal food news, since we're out of time, will be brief.
Okay.
Guess what? Went to Boston for game 4.
Okay.
Clam chowder at Legal Seafood. Fucking slaps.
Is that it?
That's it. It's like New York pizza is like not that good. Like if you just go to like a random pizza place, it's fine. If you go to the best pizza, it's always the best. Philly cheesesteaks, it's like, this is like marginally better than regular cheesesteaks. But like I've only had certain regional foods that really were like, this is an actual special experience. And that involves like Guinness in Ireland.
Yeah, that's good. And, it's different.
And like in clam chowder in Boston. The it best, lives up to the reputation.
The best clam chowder I've had in recent memory is at Max in Chatham, Massachusetts. That's really fucking good. Yeah. It's really fucking good.
I know we're out of time. And I always, whenever I tell people about food news, I'm like, it's only 30 minutes, so I don't want to go too far over. That's like one of my big selling points. I said, do you eat food? Like, yes. I said, got a podcast for
They're
you.
They're already listening. You don't need to sell it.
Fuck. Lots of pepper in my chowder. Lots of pepper. Heavy, heavy, heavy
potatoes?
Pepper. Potatoes? Heavy pepper. Yeah, there's little potato chunks in there, but they're not like a big part of it.
Do you put it in the oyster crackers?
Of course.
It's like one of the reasons to order clam chowder.
Yeah, of course.
On that note, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll be back next week. Hopefully I will have returned to sanity, but who can say?
This is kind of more fun when you go off the rails. One more thing.
Yes.
Morning Biscuit Canada.
Thank you to Mike Wargon for producing this episode.